And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The controversial moves by the Trump administration continue to dominate the headlines, along with the investigation into possible ties between his campaign and the Russian government. But many other troubling things are happening in Washington and getting little attention. Last week, the U.S. House voted to forbid the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau from protecting consumers from financial abuse by regulating payday lenders, who often charge as much as 400% on their loans. Those are exactly the people the Bureau was created to regulate, to protect low-income Americans from being exploited. But the Republican Congress apparently has other ideas and is siding with the shady industry instead of the families they are elected to represent. All of North Carolina's Republican House members voted for the outrageous proposal, except Representative Walter Jones, who joined with the Democrats in the state's delegation and opposed it. Good for Jones. The question is, what were the rest of his Republican colleagues thinking, unleashing the predatory lenders on their constituents? I'm Chris Fitzsimon.